RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
It's just fascinating to think that we're talking NFC Championship buys for a team just a month ago that it's like no way in hell, right? I mean, I think this is Kyle Shanahan's greatest coaching job. I think that, you know, for him to have this team relevant, and a lot of it was done beforehand by getting Saleh, by getting Mac Jones. He put the pieces in place. But it's also been a remarkable, remarkable coaching job just to keep this team together. And for them to even feel as though that, you know, they have a shot at winning this thing, I don't think that the schedule certainly didn't hurt them at all. But Kyle Shanahan's been coaching his ass off. And now that you have that offensive line doing what it is that they're doing, I've always felt the key for Kyle Shanahan is obviously establish the run. I know a lot of people will say, no, you know what? You don't know what you're talking about, 49er football. They set up the pass, sets up the run. All I know is that when Kyle Shanahan can run against you, and then he goes play action, say goodnight. I mean, if you're biting on the play action and he has your head on a swivel and you're a linebacker or you're a safety and you don't know what it is that the 49ers are going to do, he will take full advantage and he will carve you up. And that's all starts with the offensive line and to me with the running game and Christian McCaffrey.
Well, the run game hasn't been that good this year, if you look at the averages, but they've run it effectively enough to get to what you're talking about, where even if you get 2 yards on first down, it's second and eight, and you get three on second down, now it's third and five, and there still is that threat of a designed run, a scramble run, a short pass. And two things that I've noticed most about the Niners this year, one, they use the pass to McCaffrey like the run. He almost has 100 catches, and a lot of them are near the line of scrimmage. And those are glorified runs, in my opinion. And the other big piece, especially lately, Dan, is this offense does not self-inflict. They do not have a lot of self-inflicted wounds, with penalties especially. And I talk a lot about the parking tickets in football, which are the pre-snap penalties, false start, delay a game, illegal motion, illegal formation, all the rest of it. Those are parking tickets. You get into moving violations, holding or illegal use of the hands or ineligible man downfield, intentional grounding, all the rest of it. Those are the ones that you hopefully can avoid, but the ones you have to avoid are the self-inflicted ones where on first and 10, you try to throw it and now you hold and now it's first and 20. Your drive is done. You can't run it at that point. So that's been as effective to me as their ability to just take, you know, micro gains on the ground.
That to me is in direct concert with the coaching. Like I did the Mike Holmgren show back in the day.
Whoop.
Yep, thank you. I'm very proud of it. He hated me, by the way. Man, he... You know, there are certain people...
Was that in Seattle?
There was two guys that used to scare the crap out of me. Did you ever interview or talk to Mike Holmgren?
Oh, he's a prince of a human. He's just a great guy.
No, but he's so big. He's just a huge human. He's like about 6'5".
He's a city guy, right?
Oh, Lincoln High School.
Yep.
You know, in fact, the two best quarterbacks coming out that year, and he'll tell you this if he was sitting here right now, it was him and Jim Plunkett.
Wow.
Yeah. And he went to USC. He was a quarterback at USC, never played, never saw the field. But he's huge, man. But he's just... He's bulking. He's got the huge shoulders. He's got a bit of a boiler. He's just so, so darn intimidating. But he used to say, there are two things, Dan, that I can control. And that is penalties and turnovers. You know, a guy misses an assignment, drops a ball. That's on the player. That happens, right?
Yep.
I can control penalties and I can control turnovers. The Seahawks were the least penalized team. And if you were a running back and you coughed up the football, you were not playing for him. You just simply would not play, or you would get traded. That's why, not to take this all the way back to Steve Kerr and the Warriors, like when you're a disciplinarian and you set that bar, you can impact turnovers. It's not on Draymond. It's not on Steph. It is to a certain degree because I get it. They're the guys that are committing the turnover. But there's a culture that you can create. And so just to bring it back, well, we're done with the Warriors, but... To bring it back to the 49ers, I do believe that that's a cause and effect with Kyle Shanahan.
It is, and it's also of having a stable system where, you know, you get into the cadence, and we saw this with the Colts, right? When they had Phillip Rivers come in and they had a couple of false starts because, you know, Phillip's cadence on his hot and, you know, whatever he's going through, it's not what it usually is. When you have different centers in, they had a new center come in, they had a new quarterback and all these other interchangeable parts, and you mentioned it before about the offensive line. They've got their group now. You didn't have Brendel for a while. You were going between Burford and the other guy at left guard, and Trent's been rock solid all year, and Pooney actually is now healthy. I think he was a little banged up earlier in the year, and McKivitz, say what you want about him, he's a good, solid, sturdy right tackle, but now your offensive line, your five-man unit, they're rock solid, and it's a little bit like the Warriors and what Steve Kerr wants. He wants to start this five. He wants this to be his starting five. Moody, Post, Draymond, Jimmy, and Steph. And if he can do that, well, then his rotations become a lot more predictable and a lot more regular.
Well, the difference being is that, like, this week is a short week for the 49ers. You don't have to load manage Trent Williams. So it's not like you have to sit an offensive lineman, which is what Steve Kerr wants a starting lineup. But how much can you rely on guys in basketball when you battle attrition 82 games and you can't have these guys or roll them out every single night? So... But I think the 49ers offensive line, I'm a big O-line guy, man. You remember Keith Jackson?
Oh, yeah.
The big uglies up front.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What was his other thing? Oh, Nelly.
Whoa, Nelly, yeah.
Whoa, Nelly.
And speed. You can't teach it, you can't coach it, but you've got to have it. That was another classic Keith Jackson.
Somebody gave me this name, and I was like, yeah, I do remember that name. So he used to do, if you can give me his analyst, man, Seriously, I'll throw down the headphones and just do a cartwheel.
Jackson. I mean, he had a number of them over the years.
Maybe it wasn't him. Maybe it was who did ABC college football? Who was the voice of college football before him?
Oh boy, I can't remember before him. Was it Bob Greasy who did it with Keith?
No.
Okay. I mean, this is no Googleage. I'm just trying to look you in the eyes, Devon.
I think it was a guy by the name of Frank Broyles.
That sounds about right. Former coach of Arkansas,
Keith. Keith Jackson, yeah. Hey, Keith, yeah, that's, what did you say? Yeah, AD at Arkansas.
I thought it was the coach, but yeah, AD, that sounds probably more accurate.
Anyways, so when you talk about the guys up front, right, that's, to me, that's where it begins and ends. Like, if you have an
always.
If you can get to this, if you, there's a hole for McCaffrey, it's got to be the offensive line. Brock Purdy is a good quarterback when he has time and is able to go through the progression, which is why, again, not that all roads go back to Mac Jones, but he did not have this offensive line in weeks 2 through 5. And he was just, he would stand there and know that he was going to get plastered, and right. He still put it on the numbers, man.
But also, they had to run the offense differently because you watch Brock Purdy now, and there's a lot more boots and designed rollouts, and his ability to escape the pocket as well keeps things alive, and that's not what Mac Jones does. So yes, the O-line was not as good, and the play design was not one where they wanted him to be, you know, rolling out. And also, remember, Mac Jones, he hurt his knee in camp. He had that, I think it was a PCL issue, and he was wearing a brace, and you mentioned it. There was times where it's like, oh, my God, he may not get up. And then you go to the sideline, and he's just wincing in pain and comes right back in and quarterbacks some more.
What do you think of him buying T-shirts for the offensive line?
Mac Jones?
Yeah.
I loved it.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Well,
it's not a Rolex, but.
Exactly. Yeah. And I also like what Brock did this year. Last year, he bought Toyota trucks. Well, let's play along with the bit here, Dan, because of course he didn't. He's a Toyota sponsor, so I don't think that he went in there and like filled out the paperwork for all eight of them. John Feliciano actually got a truck because he was a backup O-lineman last year, this year Brock Purdy bought, quote-unquote, trucks for, I think, 10 deserving families that are struggling to make ends meet. And so, yeah, instead of giving it to the O-lineman this year, he did it for families.
Do you think he'll ever... Well, that tag of being the last guy drafted, Mr. Irrelevant, that's always going to plague him, right? Like, I talked about the comparison between him and Jared Goff. If you were to put them up side by side, you'd be like, what are you talking about? He's so much better than Jared Goff. But Goff went number one, right? And so I think when it comes to Brock Purdy, it's always going to be something that's going to be hovering and he's going to have to deal with. And the fact that he's smaller. Like, I like my quarterbacks who are much bigger than him. I like my quarterbacks to be like politicians, people that I look at and I'm like, I can vote for that dude. Like, I want somebody who can look over an offensive line and be somebody that looks imposing. And I think those two things, I don't care what it is, he can win a Super Bowl, and they're never going to go away. So, I'm apparently doing a solo here. So, we're back to Friday, or we're back to the other day. Shamari Block on line two. Now, thankfully, we have somebody calling him. We see you, 888-957-9570.
I had to get my charger. We're going to do higher or lower here in about 10 minutes. And my computer's dying, and we can't do it without the computer, so I had to get my...
Because you overused the thing. There's
incorrect.
Smoke coming out of its ears.
Incorrect. I haven't been using it, and I just need to charge it up. That way we can do higher or lower. And today we're going to honor Ricky Henderson, one of the greatest athletes.
Oh, we're doing
athletes.
That right now?
No, we're doing about 10 minutes.
Okay.
I got to get my computer back on. Oh, but yesterday would have been Ricky Henderson's 67th birthday.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
If he was still with us, so... I was thinking about Ricky yesterday. He's got a Christmas birthday, and so I thought today we could do a Ricky-themed higher or lower.
I'm
so that's coming up.
This.
Yeah.
Okay. So we do have some calls we want to get to. So the 49ers, they're favored over the Chicago Bears. I can't really tell you what sort of Chicago Bear team you're going to see. And listen, Dibs is right. I don't think you should apply the lucky word to professional sports. Whatever it is that you want to call it, skill, they're a team. I'll just throw this stat at you. It's never happened in the history of the NFL where they have been trailing with less than 2 minutes and they've won the football game. It's happened 6 times. I just don't think you can hang your hat on that every single week, but that's who they have been. And coincidentally, they lead the league in turnovers. They win that way. And again, when it's an oval football and you're relying on turnovers, that thing can go in 35 different directions. So if the 49ers come out and they win that thing convincingly, I would not be surprised. I have a lot more confidence in the 49ers and where they're at least offensively, than that of the Chicago Bears.
Well, the thing about Chicago, and I mentioned this earlier, they've only turned it over 10 times in 15 games. So as much as they've been fortuitous and they've been, you know, lucky, if you want to use that word, to, you know, get so many turnovers their way, a lot of that is by design. They're not a great defense, but they go after the football. They're a defense that is out there trying to put the hat on you, and they're trying to take chances to get the ball away from you. The Niners don't play that way. They run anathema, Dan, to that, or counter.
The thesaurus, or what is that word?
Anathema.
All right.
A-N-A-T-H-E-M-A. It basically means opposite. The Niners
is
approach.
Is you're cleaning your bowels?
No, that would be an enema.
Okay.
This is anathema.
Thank you.
Just... real quick, Dan, and higher or lower coming up here in about 8 minutes. As a child, I would sit in the kitchen with my mom, and she'd be cooking, and I'd have the dictionary, and our game was I could flip to any page and find the hardest word on either of the two pages and read it, learn to pronounce it, and she would know what it meant.
Wow.
My mom.
So was your mom an academic?
She was. She was smart, but she was not an academic. She went to Cal for a year, and it just wasn't her bag.
That's great.
And then she transferred to College of Marin, where she met my father, And
I used to swim at the College of Marin. Is the pool still there?
A beautiful pool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love the 10-meter high dive.
That was a big treat for us. We're going to College of Marin, which means we were leaving the city, which meant two things. Going to College of Marin, and you get McDonald's on the way home. Because there was no McDonald's in the city when I was growing up. That was a burb thing.
Yeah.
Like, you would go, and you would swim. Because where are you going to swim in the city? Larson Pool? Why don't I just... I'll just drink the urine straight, thank you.
Would you ever go down and get a Zim burger on Zim's?
Yes,
right there?
Good call.
Come
on,
bro.
God,
my great grandma lived. My great grandma lived by Commodore Sloat down there.
Commodore Sloat,
outside of St. Francis Wood.
Yeah,
and so we would go by Zim's.
West Portal.
You knew when you went by the Zim's on like Terraval and 19th somewhere
Terraval.
In there. You knew you were close.
Yeah, it was right there. I want to say on 25th or 19th.
19th. Yeah,
19th. That's right. You take the 28 if you're going to the stick back in the day. That was the bus you would take. In fact, Larry Barrow always talks about it because he grew up in the avenues. He would take the 28, which would go down 19th, and you would see Zim's out of the right side of the passenger seat, and then you could take that thing all the way out to Hunter's Point.
And where'd you live when you grew up out there?
I was on 21st Avenue between Lake and California. So I was more on the lake side.
Yeah.
Yeah. Insert joke here if you want.
Well, I mean, a little snobbish, quite frankly.
No, it was.
Silver Spoon.
Not like O-Town. That's where Drew is. Drew, what's going on, my man? How are you today? Let's talk Warriors.
Gentlemen, happy holidays.
You as well.
Hey, I a couple of things. I appreciate you guys having Ibanez on. That guy's a legend. There's no one like him. And so the reason I called in, because you guys are talking about the Warriors and their starting lineup. So I have season tickets to the Warriors games, and I sit pretty close. I'm over behind the bench, and to my right is Stephen Curry's family, always really nice people. And so yesterday, I believe the seats in back of me are owned by the Warriors because I ran into Rick Barry when the pickleball tournament was in town. Oh, the drops. Yeah, exactly. So let me get to it. Yesterday, I'm sitting there, and I heard the distinctive voice, none other than the Glove Senior. And I look up.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100+ meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
I'm like, hey, that's the glove. And I look down, and GP2, he's got the white hoodie on in between when he's coming in and out, and he's pointing to somebody, and he's waving, probably his nephew or something. So then he gets into it with his crew. He's got about four or five guys with him. And the youngest, the kid, he's like, hey, why don't they play Kuminga? He just got a signed deal. He's like, because they don't want to play Kuminga. Here's the thing, he said. And one of his buddies was like, who's going to waste $28 million or whatever it is and not sign and not play him? He's like, they had to, because they're, and in his words, you know, the glove, he's got that distinctive voice. He's like, they had to keep the money right because they needed to overpay him and then team him up with somebody like Pods. And in his words, he's like, I can't stand him. They need to get rid of him too. They need to lump them. They're going to lump them up and get rid of him. So they had to pay him now. So when they do the exchange, it's money for money. And this is his word. So, and by the way, Devone, he was agreeing with you. He's like, who plays basketball? You get the ball and you're under the hoop and you don't shoot it. You look for someone in the outside corner. He's like, when I got the rock, I took it straight to the hole. So it was cool hanging out. He was right behind me. Another one. He's like, I said, what about Ben Simmons? He's like, I'd take Ben Simmons and teach him how to shoot again. The media scared that kid, he said, and now he didn't want to shoot anymore. But that was all the media is doing and his teammates. So I just wanted to share all that with you. So he thinks Kuminga and maybe Pods is going to be, you know, shipped off here in the next month or two.
Drew, good to say, hey, Drew, do you play hoops out in Oakland?
No, not really. I got a bad knee.
Okay. Do you know Mosswood Park?
Yep.
All right. I was legendary back in the day out there.
Oh, in the town, huh?
Oh, under the freeway, man. They still got my initials
covered. On the right side.
Hell yes.
Yep.
All right.
Yep. I know where it is. Hey, you fellas have a great New Year's. Appreciate it.
You too. You too.
Just any opportunity to show some street cred.
Yeah, and your street cred is waning a little bit because it's not actually under the freeway.
Oh, do you know it?
I go by there all the time. I went by there about 4 hours ago on my way to MacArthur BART. Mosswood. Resurfaced. Redesigned.
Oh, really?
I used to coach Little League there on the little diamond.
I wouldn't recognize it if it was resurfaced.
But it's not like super resurfaced, like fancy nice, but it's still out there. The real run, and I used to play a lot of pickup before my knees went south. Probably the worst run ever is the one in Golden Gate Park in the panhandle.
Oh, God.
Like,
yeah, it's dudes on fentanyl and crack.
Every trip down the floor is a fight. Like, you call a foul. That's no foul, mother jumper.
Yeah.
You hit me in the eye, son. Yeah. And then, can we just play?
Yeah.
Can we, like, shoot forward or ball up top or something?
Well, that's how I met Steiny. But we used to play at Moscone. We used to play early in the mornings.
Yeah.
And he's the exact same dude, man.
Yeah.
Like, you had to call your own, and he would not let you get away with anything. And he did not care. And you know, like, you get the rebound, you go back down the other way, and he wouldn't go down and play defense. He would just scream, stay here, stay here. You're not going anywhere.
Would he call a lot of fouls?
Are you kidding me?
Like,
that's what he did.
You breathe on him and...
But he was a baller, though. I have to give it up.
Yeah. Worthless.
No doubt.
He was a good, really good player.
Hey, are you ready for a little higher or lower?
Let's do it, man. Let's do it. This better be good. You've been teasing it for the last, you know, 2 days.
It is good. And,
by the way, before we get into this, can I just tell you?
Kill the music.
You scared the hell out of me.
Stop the damn music.
Because I'm looking at, this has never happened in my distinguished radio career, which goes back like 2 years.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
I'm looking at you, and you looked at me and said, I'm not talking, and you went to the corner of the room. Like, are you familiar with the Blair Witch Project? It was sort of Blair Witch. He was standing in the room, in the corner of the room, just like, I'm not talking anymore. I'm just going to sit here. And does that predate you, Blair Witch?
Yes.
Okay.
Of course. Are you talking about when I went and got my my plug?
I don't know where you went. You just stopped talking.
I gave you the sign of talk.
I don't know what that is, man.
This is you talk. I'll be right back.
And it was just like, I have nothing to say as I look to you, and you're like, I have nothing to
I've
say.
I've got nothing.
You.
I had to get
and
my
I'm
cord.
To the corner of the
you
room.
You were so panicked, you started dialing Shamari Block.
I'm going to stare at you.
Dibs, I think you have to realize that Devone just hosted a solo show for 4 hours, and he might have some trauma from that.
Flashbacks.
Some flashbacks. PTSD
is what they call it.
Whatever. You're good at talking, and let's see if you're good at guessing, because it's time to play Higher or Lower, take two. Hi, everybody. It's time for Higher or Lower. I'll be your host, Dan Dibley, with a couple of newbies and another guy who actually's won the bit. But we start here with my partner, Dan Devone. How you doing tonight, Dan?
I'm well. How are you? Wink Martindale?
Doing great. Zach Green is about to make his debut. Don't love your chances, but you're here nonetheless. How you doing, Zach?
I'm doing great, man.
And one man who's one of four to ever win the bit, they call him Pasta, Steven Risotto, one-time champ. How you doing, champ?
It is good to be here. I'm hoping that win is not too far in the rear view, and we could have another chance this week.
I love it. So for those of you new to the game, which is basically everyone but Risotto, I'm going to give you the theme. And today's theme has to do with Ricky Henderson, who in his great career as a Major League Baseball player, he had 1,406 steals, the most in the history of baseball. And today we're honoring Ricky. Yesterday would have been his birthday. So the number you need to keep in mind, and I'll repeat it throughout the game, is 1,406.
Lou Gehrig.
That's not going to be one of today's items, but I will give you 10 different items, and you have to decide whether or not that item is higher or lower than 1,406. Gentlemen, are you ready?
Let's do this.
Let's do it.
Wait. Can I get a pen? Is that cheating?
You can, but you can just answer verbally.
Okay.
Well, you know that Dan's not going to look at his computer or phone because he's been getting on dibs for that all day.
Exactly. And there's no sense in that. So I'll keep score. We'll start with you, Double D. We'll go to Risotto, and then we'll wind up with ZG. And we are ready to play Higher or Lower. Dan, we start with you. And everyone gets to answer each item. That's how we play. Higher or lower than 1,406. Jerry Rice's regular season career catches. Did he have more or less than 1,406?
So,
Jerry Rice. Career regular season catches.
I'm going to say higher.
Risotto?
I'll go lower.
Zach Green?
Higher.
Yeah, it's higher. 1,549. Point to Devone. Point to Zach. We move on to item number two. We start with you, Devone. Again, this is higher or lower than Ricky Henderson's career steals, which is 1,406.
Can I go through my thought process, how I'm deducing, arriving at this number?
If you do it briefly.
Okay, forget it then.
Are you ready, Dan, for item number two? Total distance in yards in 7 furlongs.
Lower.
And Risotto?
I'll go lower too.
Zach Green?
Lower.
It's actually higher. You're all wrong. A furlong is 220 yards. Times 7, 1,540 yards in 7 furlongs. No blood.
You know where my mind went? I immediately went derby, but go ahead.
Yeah, the derby is a mile and a quarter, I believe.
Yes.
Which is, that'd be 10 furlongs.
Yeah. And well, that's what they always say. It's the 10 furlongs. And I knew mile and a quarter, but my math wasn't quick enough. Go ahead.
No, I like your rationale.
Yeah.
I mean, you're the co-host here. You got another 34 minutes to speak your mind.
No,
until
I'm just saying
Saturday,
that I'm trying to arrive at an educated guess here, and not just simply like I used to do with my Scantrons when I was...
Feels like a C.
Exactly.
You know? Higher or lower than Ricky Henderson, career steals, 1,406. Devone with one. Zach with one. We start with Devone. He's our co-leader. Jeff Kent, career regular season runs scored.
Ooh.
Higher or lower than 1,406. Devone.
I'm going to say lower.
And Zach Green?
Higher.
And Risotto?
I'll go lower.
It's lower, yeah. Point to Devone and Risotto. 1,320. Devone's in the lead with two. Risotto and Zach with one apiece. We start with our leader, Dan Devone, item number four. Higher or lower than 1,406. Total hot dogs eaten by Joey Chestnut in his career at the Nathan's 4th of July contest. Total dogs eaten and buns by Joey Chestnut in his long and storied career.
So it's about going on a decade. Oh, wow. I'll go higher.
Risotto?
I think I'm going to go higher too.
Zach?
I'm going higher, but I want to know how you came up with that one.
I looked at every contest and did the math, Zach, and the answer is lower, 1,255. And I think he's done 17 contests, and when he does great, he gets about 70, 75, yeah. So it's going to take him a few more years.
I won 100, and I won 15 years.
Yeah, I like the rationale, yeah. But even his best years are only in the mid-70s.
I had no idea. I thought he was well over 100.
No points there. Devone with 2. Risotto 1.
Shout out San Jose State.
Zach 1, absolutely, yeah. Sure. Item number 5, we're nearing the halfway point, and this is in honor of Ricky Henderson and his career steals total of 1,406. This is higher or lower. Devone, we start with you. Regular season free throws made by Draymond Green in his career.
I'm going to go lower.
And Risotto?
Higher.
And Zach Green?
Lower.
It is lower. Point to Devone. Point to Zach. The total is 1,279 for Draymond Green. So Devone in the lead with 3. Zach's got 2. Our former champ, Risotto, in a little bit of trouble at the halfway point. We start with Devone. Inexplicably in front as we get to item number 6. Higher or lower than 1,406. Total strokes taken last year by Scottie Scheffler in the Players' Championship and the 4 majors.
Wow, okay.
5 tournaments, 1 golfer, total strokes. Scottie Scheffler.
I'm going to say over. 18 holes.
You're going to say higher?
I mean, I'm sorry, higher.
And we'll go to Zach.
Lower.
And Risotto.
I'll go higher too.
It is lower, 1,384. Close. Wow. You're talking about 20 rounds. Yeah, because he made the cut and all. So 20 rounds, and if he shoots 70 every round, that's 1,400. Yeah. So that's a close one. I like that one. Devone 3. Green 3. Question. Risotto 1. We're going to start with Zach Green here because he's the last one to get one right. And this is higher or lower than 1,406. Ricky Henderson's career steals total. Zach, we start with you. Driving distance in kilometers from San Francisco to the Canadian border. Higher or lower, Zach?
I would say higher. I mean, I drove from Indy to here, so probably higher.
Devone? We're talking about kilometers here.
Hoosier, do not let me down. All right, Indy, Mendoza freak, I'll go higher.
And Risotto?
I'll go lower.
Yeah, guys, it's higher.
Oh!
1522 is the distance
Bobby
in
Knight,
kilometers.
Baby.
That's right. Devone, 4. Green, 4. Risotto is in real trouble here with just 1 correct answer. We're down to our final 3 answers. Green, we start with you. Higher or lower than 1,406. Buster Posey career regular season hits. Zach Green.
Higher.
Devone?
Pasta, come on, man. Give me an indicator.
Devone?
Higher.
Risotto.
I know this answer. It's higher.
Can you do it as Dave Fleming?
Higher!
Thank you. Yeah, it's higher. This one's probably too easy. What's the number?
I think it's 1,500. He got it on the last
on the
game
dot.
Of the year in 2021.
Right. Pasta, yep. All right. That was too
you
easy.
You walked right into his wheelhouse.
I did. Kind of threw him a bone. Green 5. Devone 5. Risotto 2. He has been eliminated. We have 2 answers left to go. We're going to start with Green. Higher or lower than 1,406. That is Ricky Henderson's career steals total. Zach Green, total number of regular season games played in the NFL since 2020.
Total games? I'm going to go lower.
And Devone?
I'll say lower.
And Risotto?
I have nothing to lose. Let's be a maverick here. Let's go higher.
Yeah, it's higher, guys. 1,587. You've had 5 years of 17 games times 16, 1 year of 16 times 16, and we're not all the way through this one. The answer is 1,587 regular season games. Wow. Devone, 5. Green, 5. Risotto, 3. For this one, we do the honor system. You have to write this answer down. That way you guys can't play off of each other. In other words, if Zach goes first, you can't automatically go opposite. So we're going to write this one down, and if we're still tied, we will go to the rarely used tiebreaker. This is item number 10 in higher or lower. We're playing off of Ricky Henderson. 1,406 career steals. This is the last one. Highest single season rushing yardage total for Ricky Waters. Higher or lower than 1,406. You'll write your answer down. And
I just won.
But he might have the same answer.
No, he won't.
Has everyone written down their response? Zach?
Yeah.
Pasta? Devone? Zach, we'll start with you.
I got 2,508.
The game is called Higher or Lower.
Oh, I thought you write it down. Like, you guess it. And
no,
then
you just have to write down the higher or lower.
So you think you rushed for 2,500 yards?
So higher.
Okay,
higher.
So you think higher. Okay. Devone, what was your answer?
Lower.
And Risotto?
I'm holding up a sign that says higher.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a winner in Higher or Lower. The winner, the pride of Indiana, Zach Green.
Drink your waters, baby.
1,411.
Oh, see, are you kidding me?
1,411.
I mean, you may
correct.
As well just give that to me.
No, we won't because it's higher or lower.
He said he had 2,500 rushing yards.
He was dropped as a baby. That's a theory. Congratulations.
I am not conceding anything to 2,500 rushing yards.
He was off by a skosh. 2,500? My
the
God.
Greatest, Ricky Waters did not surpass. Who is it? Is it? It's the guy from Oklahoma, Peterson, Adrian Peterson, for the most rushing yards in the history of the NFL
in a season, yeah. It's not even 2,100, but, well.
That was fun.
That's the way that
serious?
Went. Yeah.
You put that all together?
Yeah, we do them all the time. It takes
do you
me.
Rotate it, or is that just you?
It's just me.
Wow.
And man. I do it thematically. So up next, we have, because we're all off next Friday, but on the 9th, it'll be higher or lower 49er playoff wins all time, which is 39. They have 39 playoff wins. And then the week after that, we'll do higher or lower Martin Luther King Jr. would be 96. So in honor of MLKJ's birthday, he'll be 96, and we'll play off the number 96.
How long does it take you to put together?
It's about half an hour.
Really?
Yeah, I think of a theme, and I try to do some baseball, some basketball, some football, some random sports, and then some just out of nowhere, completely randoms.
That's actually really. Yeah, I bet Nahegi must love that. That's a guy who's putting in his work.
That's pretty fun. It's just something different, and it gives Mark a chance to play off the ball a little bit. You know, gives me a measure of control.
Hey, Caddy Zach, I love you, bro. That was just beautiful. I'm just giving you
thank gutsy.
You. Yeah.
No, that's Indiana education.
No. Indiana's, we can throw you a little Indiana. You got 30 seconds to talk Hoosier football. Are they winning? Is it over? Is it the Hoosiers?
You know, I was kind of mad because you guys didn't throw to us for what's bugging me, but it's Indiana right now. Like, I mean, first of all, I wasn't there for the success, but everyone's asking me, like, are you guys going to win? Are you guys going to cover? Like, I have no idea. It's Bama. But we do rank, like, first in every category, so yeah.
Are you a Mendoza's kind of hard not to like, right, Dibs? I mean, that dude is. Have you ever heard him speak?
He's incredible.
Yeah, he's pretty amazing, man. Yeah. So wait, did he go to three schools? Did he not go to Yale his first year?
I believe he did go to Yale. So he didn't have any. He had like two offers and like out of high school, and then he went to Yale, to Cal, to IU.
And he's a graduate of the Haas Business School at the University of California, which is no easy feat. Smart dude. Very, very smart man.
No easy feat to even get into.
Let's hope he doesn't go
Haas.
To the Jets.
Well, let's hope he does because he left Cal. Like, well, come on, man. Don't leave Cal. Even Sag isn't going to leave. Sag Politelli isn't leaving Cal.
Right. Not yet. I mean.
No, he's coming back next year.
Right. And is that his last year?
Probably, but 2 years. You'll take 2 years.
Sure.
I mean, this day and age.
And that is what's so sad. And the portal is so broken, and NIL is just a complete joke. I'm not saying these guys shouldn't get some money when, coaches are making $40 million in a buyout, but the ability to just go from portal to portal year to year, they got to figure out a way to try to give these athletes maybe one chance. You get one trip to the portal. After that, you got to stick it out. Yeah, stick something out in this day and age.
I think it's a good lesson learned to build character, right?
Yeah, you make a decision and, you're allowed to make a mistake. And, I mean, this is coming from a guy who's worked for 9 different radio stations in a 28-year career, but some of that was against my will. But you make a decision, you got to stick with it at some point.
Yeah, I think that when you're talking about the NCAA right now, that is just, that is so broken in so many different ways. I mean, I've got Notre Dame people that I'm very friendly with, in the fam, and they are just, I don't know if you know any former Notre Dame graduates. They're called domers in the Midwest.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they're so annoying, man. And so this year, I think with good reason, they are just up in arms. They cannot believe that Notre Dame isn't in the postseason or in the playoffs. And they have, I am telling you, man, they will talk your ear off, and they will break it down. They'll go Jeremiah Love, and they'll talk about how you take Tulane, JMU, like, right. What the hell is going on? But in the larger sense, they're right. They're right in the, because it's such a broken system. Like, it makes no sense.
It makes no sense. And just what the ACC did, where Duke wins the conference championship game at 8-5 or whatever, but they don't get to go because they're not worthy, they're not good enough, and I get that. But we need to do away with the whole conference championship game and just get these conferences into a spot where you can actually have an 8-team conference. So you have two SECs, and if you win your division, you go. And if you win the other division, you go, instead of having these cockamamie title games that don't even really matter.
Are you a Duke guy?
Not really.
Okay.
I mean, they don't offend me like they do other people. Different Duke players have always struck me in different ways. Like, you
Leitner?
Know, Leitner, kind of an irritant for sure. But then you go to like Grant Hill, absolute prince of a guy, class act all the way.
I don't like him.
No, that's interesting.
I had a personal run in with him. He's not as nice as he appears.
Look at you.
Yeah. His parents are amazing. Yale graduates, academics. He's a little, eh. I mean, the parents are incredible. Grant Hill Jr. or whatever his name is, just not a good person.
Okay, look at that.
Yeah.
Look at DeVone.
I'm coming clean. Hey, don't. Listen, man, do not do that to the kahuna because it will come back and bite you.
Are you the kahuna?
That's me, yeah.
That was a third-person reference, right? With a nickname?
never trust those people either.
Right.
They refer to themselves in the third person. But you do drink.
And by a nickname.
You do drink, right, from time to time.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
We should go out and throw them back once in a while.
Yeah. Coming up in 15 years when my daughter is out of the house, I'll be ready to roll.
Let's go to David in El Sobrante. I don't even know if I said that. What are we're saying goodbye?
No, one more break. Butcher,
wow.
One more read, and then we'll get David on the other side.
Man, I thought we were going right to the end.
Not 5:40.
Hang on, David.
All right. David, sorry for that.
I mean, are we going to get Kurt and Hayward Hills?
Go throw the golf ball up against the side of the house. What else are you going to do in El Sobrante?
It's
joke.
Sobrante with
a
T.
I've never been there. Where are we here? Hold on, I got to read stuff. It's a Football Friday presented by Merit America. Visit them at meritamerica.org/super. We are sponsored by Kalshi. Trade on anything. Next, we're going off to El Segundo. Yeah.
Okay. Now, back to Willard and Dibs.
There goes the two boys, the two great boys of the Bay Area, the best sports show on town.
On 95.7 The Game.
Is that your guy?
That's Curtin Hayward Hills, yep. He's a Friday staple normally, but maybe it's just when Willard's there.
Hey, there's a boy. There they are. Willard and Dibs. 95.7 The Game.
Point.
Boys.
I like it.
Boys. Yeah.
That's all right, brother.
I'll tell you what. That Mahomes, he's a little runt. That was his bit.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Last year, before the Super Bowl.
Where is he?
They're going to put him in the dirt, the little runt. He does the whole thing. It's
did
pretty
I scare
funny.
Him away?
I doubt it. You know, it's the holidays, and, you know, it's not the regular flow, but that normally is the signal that we're ready for the weekend. But
Posse, it sounds like their version of Mitch.
I think
Jersey?
It is. Yeah, they know Mitch in Jersey. He calls during the week sometimes.
Hey, guys, it's Mitch in Jersey. Hey, am I banned? he banned me? Am I banned?
Posse, are you going to let him out, do you?
Mitch is actually a granddad this week again, from what we've learned.
On the 26th.
Hey, you think the Giants should go give a Boba shit there? Good ball player. Could hit for contact there. Yeah, good player. My dog is bigger than me.
That's really good. That's a really good Mitch in Jersey.
I give him run. We don't talk about sports, but he was trying to say Saga Politelli's name. Oh, dude, it was classic. And then he talked about some quarterback from Clemson. He was butchering names left and right. All right, let's get out to El Sabrante.
Sabrante.
David, you know what? Don't put this on me because they have it S-O-B-R-A-N-D-E.
It's because the kid from Indiana, he struggles. Struggling.
Who thought Ricky Waters had 4,000 rushing yards in one season?
Cue up the Joe Namath struggling. It's El Sabrante.
I thought you were going to do Joe
Are
Namath.
You guys there?
Yeah, we're here.
David, yeah. Wait.
Am I banned?
Oh, okay. Hey, David, you're interrupting us. Hold on. We're not done. Now go ahead, David. It's all you.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to talk a little bit of Bears Niners this weekend. And I want to tell Dibs first, I've been listening to him since he was on the other station. I've been listening to him for years. Just keep doing what you're doing. I really appreciate what you do on the radio.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate you being out there. Thank you.
And I did leave my wallet in El Segundo one time, but Q-Tip and Fight Dog returned it to me.
I got to get it. Got to get it.
But back to the Niners. I heard you guys talking about how lucky the Bears were this year. I'm a diehard Bears fan. I don't want no trouble, guys. You 49ers are a very good team. Not hating on them at all. But there's one thing I think everybody's forgetting about the Chicago Bears. Two Pro Bowl offensive linemen and a running game that's fifth in the league, I think it is not lucky. And I believe that one of the weak spots of the 49ers defense is stopping the run. So that might be an issue for the 49ers defense this weekend. I'm saying the turnovers, I agree with y'all. Sometimes it can be fluky, but when you practice that type of style, you know, it's practice. It's not luck. They go in, strip the ball, peanut punch, all that stuff. That's not an accident. They go in there and strip the ball. It's not just people dropping it like we saw Jared Goff yesterday with six turnovers for no reason. It's not that. They're going in and making stuff happen. So I think it's going to be a great game. The 49ers are a great team. And whatever happens on Sunday night, I have a feeling that these two teams might meet again. So regardless of what happens, I think it might be a rematch in the foreseeable future between these two teams. So I wouldn't get too up or down on either side what happens this Sunday night, because both teams are phenomenal. And the way Purdy's been playing, that's going to be a problem. I think the Bears' only hope is to keep him off of the field and take advantage of that running game. So that's all I wanted to say. It's not all luck. There is some skill involved in those 11 wins. So I just wanted to throw that out there and just, you know, speak on the other side. But like I said, I don't want no trouble. The 49ers are a very, very good team. I'm not hating it by any means. So you guys keep doing what you're doing. Appreciate you guys taking my call.
David, what a good strong.
Yeah, have a great weekend. Absolutely measured and responsible. And I didn't realize that they had two Pro Bowlers on the offensive line. And I do think that that's exactly what the Niners are going to try to do as well, which is keep Caleb Williams in the run game off the field, because the Niners defense is the weaker unit. So if you're trying to beat them, the Niners, you want to keep that defense on the field as long as possible.
Yeah, one of the guys you're talking about is Dahlman. And one of the reasons why I think Kansas City, I want to say he came from Kansas City. And I think the Chiefs really, really missed that guy this year. Their offensive line was putrid. But Dahlman is for real. That O-line is for real. And he's right. There's nothing fluky. There's nothing lucky about running the football right the hell at you, which is what I think the Chicago Bears, if they find any sort of success, they'll pick at that scab all day. And that is, it hasn't been a strength. It was against Jonathan Taylor last time out. But the 49ers can be susceptible in that area. And then when we talk play action, now you become somewhat of a guessing game for that of the 49ers. And if Caleb Williams is putting on his hip, you know, things can get a little dangerous.
They can. And, you know, you want to obviously get the Bears into a spot where they have to throw it. Caleb Williams below 60% completion percentage on the year, which is, to use your word, putrid. So you want to get the Bears into a throw mode. If they can dictate with their offensive line and their two-headed monster in the running back, and also have Williams be able to run some of that read option and, you know, fake the handoff and pull it and get himself involved in the ground game, Niners could be in some trouble.
Who's winning the game?
The Bears.
Oh, didn't see that coming.
I made the pick already this week.
Did.
The pick is in. I took the Bears, and I think it's 3 is the point spread. And I just think that styles make fights. And in this situation, you've got a Bears team that can do the things that David was just talking about from El Sobrante. They can run it, and they can put the Niners into a difficult spot. And the Bears also, they turn you over. And Brock Purdy, for as good as he's been, and my partner Mark Willard is the president of Brockistan, as we always joke. Nobody loves Brock more than he does. He's going to give you one now. Brock Purdy will throw you the football, and he did last week against Indy. And I know it was, you know, the game was already mostly settled, but the Bears are good at taking it away, and Brock Purdy usually gives you one, so it comes down to that.
Yeah, there's a couple of those. David Lombardi, who is a swimmer down at the Dolphin Club, is a big everything is a referendum on Brock Purdy.
Right.
Win or lose, or even Jared, that's where I got the Jared Goff knowledge, is because Jared Goff played poorly immediately. It's a reflection on Brock Purdy's a better quarterback. Anything that happens, Brock Purdy, Brock Purdy, Brock Purdy, that he's overlooked, and this is this, that.
I read his stuff. I read it. So when you swim down there at Aquatic Park,
yeah,
do you stay in the cove? Do you just do like
sometimes
back and forth, or do you do circles?
No,
what's it like
down
there?
I'll do a cove sometimes. Sometimes I'll get outside of the cove, and sometimes I'll do, it's called Farnsworth Gate, and so I'll go outside of the cove, and then I'll come back around. Right now it's really cold, so the temperatures are dipping down to 52.
Whew.
Yeah, so...
And you don't go wetsuit, do you?
No, you can't wear a wetsuit.
You can't swim?
You can, but it's just sort of like, you know, it's the walk of shame. You have to go upstairs
gotcha.
With that thing on. Like, it's
you
a
go
badge
Speedo,
of honor.
Or what are you rocking out there?
There's no marble bags there either. Come on.
Like,
you
what do
you... Feast or famine here.
What do you Speedo? Wear? Do you wear, like, board shorts, or you wear, like...
You know what?
Because you don't want that drag when you're out there swimming.
You have, like, these shorts that are latex. I don't know if they're latex.
Gotcha, okay.
They're conducive to swimming. Phillip Rivers is a guy that I could see in about 5 years swimming down to the club with shorts that are inappropriately too small, with those jowls and that boiler that's
right.
beginning to grow. There's a lot of dudes like that.
No, it's a club, but anybody can just jump in the water and swim, right?
Not in our club. No, you can't. You just can't go within our club. You can't take our sauna. You can't take a hot shower.
Gotcha.
You can't be within. There's
but
a
you're
door.
Allowed to just swim in the water. It's like it's aquatic park is a public.
Yeah, not when people do. But you're on the bleachers. The difference is if you're swimming, if you're accessing aquatic park from the bleachers, which is what I did when I first came in here from New York. I was just like, I was an Equinox guy. So this is the pandemic and I couldn't get to the pool and the Equinox. I'm like, where am I going to swim? So I went down to aquatic park and I really didn't know about the Dolphin Club. And so I had all my stuff,
totally.
My pants, my keys, my wallet was swimming taken from me. And so I'm shivering.
Gone.
I got nothing. And this is almost like, the story's almost like biblical. I'm like shaking. I got nowhere to go. And I see the door to the Dolphin Club and I knock on it. And I'm like, can you please help me? Just get me a car. I'm freezing. Someone took all my stuff and they said, come on in, take a shower. And they gave me this huge overcoat. And they're like, we trust you, bring it back. And then the guy's name's John Engel, who now runs the thing. And we laugh about this now because he gave me the greatest sales pitch. This doesn't really work on radio because I can't drop an expletive. But all he said is, you may as well join. We won't steal your S. And I'm like, yeah, that works.
It's a motto.
Right?
It's a great story.
Yeah. Oh. And I've been a member. And I really, you got a three-year-old, so we got to keep you around for a while, right? We got to reduce your insulin levels. We got to get your, you know, we got to reduce some of the inflammation in your body.
No doubt.
So we'll change your diet a little bit, and then we'll get you in the water.
Not that water. And I'm not a buoyant person. The Dibblies, we are not buoyant. We're sinkers.
You can't swim?
Oh, I'm actually a really good swimmer. But my stroke is a little bit angry. A little bit like helicopter blades.
Yeah, kind of like you.
Yeah.
It's sort of an
feverish,
extension of you.
No doubt.
Hey, man, I've had fun today.
The best.
Right?
Yep.
So when Nahegian, because I know you get the call, like, who do you want to work with? It's a no-brainer, right?
Yeah. It's going to be double D's. No,
right.
Every time, no
right,
doubt.
I love you, man. All right, that's Dan Dibley. Yep. Anything else you want to say? Shout out to the
Have a great weekend.
What's
yeah.
the kid's name?
My kid?
Yeah.
Mila.
Mila?
Yep.
Saw the picture.
Man.
Easy on the eyes,
adorable.
Kid. You're
yep.
easy on the eyes. All right, that'll do it for us. So long.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.